wept with a customer, clutching each other in the street while no one understood what was happening between us. She's in love with a 62-year-old man, and even though he's so much older, his muscles are tight from all the construction work he does, and it turns her on. But at first he kept saying, "Hey, I'm just using you," like he was pushing her away. They fell in love anyway, and he finally told her the truth. Leukemia, maybe a few years left. The doctors are helpless, there's nothing for them to even cut out. So in a letter, she joked with him that living too long is bad manners anyway. Good manners. Students of etiquette, we forever test the limits of our body's hospitality. When is too soon to leave? When is too soon to be left? How much can love be compressed? Will we become a diamond? Etc. And yet, when I say the ropes of your muscles, I mean they are the rigging of a vast ship I tirelessly board. The wind will take us, that's all. We don't even know where. Now I feel empty and full at the same time. But you can't carry this around with you and be as lonely as I am. I had to exorcise it with a ritual of words to wash it away, and then a whiskey in Vesuvio that tasted like water or somehow sand. I bought a white rose from the bum sucking his gums at the other end of the bar and didn't even know why. Gave it away to Tony across the street at Specs, who looked at me all strange. City lights again today. It's not like I have a choice.